select. I'm very good at
fighting. Started at Tullyway, North West London. Thursday, first day Cholamoid, Yud Zion Tishri, 9th of October. Marina Rav, Rav Meir Zev, Rappaport Shlita, Mitzvahs, Netzilas, Lulav. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Moss on the 16th yard site of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Zichron Rocha, Lina Shasviyosu, Ben Rabav Roam, Zichron Rocha, whose yard site is on Simpas Torah. Ulein Nishmas, Rav Yosef Dov, Rav Shimon, Nitzol, Svi, Zichron Rocha, our founder of Torah Way Golders Green. Ulistus. השבועים והחיילים במלחמה שיחזו לבותיהם לשלום במהירו.
שכוייך. הגותמויד, ברשוס, כל הכל, ידידים יקורים. Two questions. The Ika, this question really applies on the first day of Sukkot, most definitely, this Shaila, this question. And also here in Chutz Laaretz will apply on the second day, of Sukkot also. Today, Baruch Hashem, you can buy sets of lulavim for very cheap. So Baruch Hashem, when I was a kid, when I was young, my father used to buy himself a lulav and esrog, and we had to shake his lulav and esrog. When we were ketan, we went under bar mitzvah. Today, Baruch Hashem, you've got chinuch sets, and you've got sets for £20, and you've got sets for £400 and £500, so you can buy for your kids, and for your Rebbe, and for your Rosh Hashiva. It's Baruch Hashem, there's all different sorts, all types. But let's talk, somebody who doesn't, in fact, by me and Beis HaMedrash, there's somebody who's still holding strong. He said he doesn't buy for his children, he's not buying for his children. So, that's a discussion. I'll call upon him. Shai is as follows. On the first day of Sukkot, so you want to shake your lulav in the sukkah, you go into the shul sukkah before Shacharis, before davening, you go in, you shake your lulav, you do your nanuim, and then you give your lulav to your little boy, who's not yet bar mitzvah, for him to shake. You've done the mitzvah already. Now, we know that a cotton can be koina, but he can't be makna back again. So you've given him the lulav, and he cannot, you've given it to him b'matona, because the only way he can be yoitze, his chiv chinuch is b'matona, so he's koina it, but he can't be makna it back to you.
So Pashtus the chiv chinuch
is not to give him a lemon. The chiv chinuch is to do it. So machloikus is showing you whether the chiv is on me or chiv is upon him. But leaving aside that machloikus about chinuch, I hear the ha'ora. So the question is though, now what's the issue? So you'll be yoitz the mitzvah anyway. No, is there any issue? For tomorrow, for the next day. Good child. Sorry? He can't be machzir to you. You can't give it back to you. He can't be machzir back to you. He hasn't got the koich to be machzir back to you.
No, but it is in the tnai.
What?
It is in the tnai.
I know, but it's not a matana lizman. It's a matana monosahachzir, and he can't give it back. So the shayli is the nanuim in Hallel. You're going to be doing nanuim, and the question is, do you need lochem by the nanuim? Or at least, is there an inyan that by the nanuim it should be lochem? That's a shaila. What? Oh, let's go into it a little bit. That's what we want to go into. Second shaila.
The child takes himself without you giving it to him.
That's Shal Shalai Birshus, could be. Shal Shalai Birshus, could be. He's not coining it. You have to know. Yeah? Second shaila. Is there an inyan? Some people have different esroigim. They've got different zanim. They've got a chazanish, and they've got a Calabrian, and a Moroccan, Taymanisha. Is there an Indian that you should do na'anuim with the same lulav and esrog that you made the ikar brocha with? Or can you chop and change? You can do make a brocha, initial brocha you made with one lulav and esrog, and now the na'anuim and halal you're going to do with a different. Is there an Indian that should be the same lulav or can be a different lulav? It's a shayla. Now, so let's go into the inyan of this of nanuim. That's clear. The Gemara says min hatoyro, tzaloshna Gemara, midagbe nofakbe. The minute you lift it up, you yoitze, either because you lifted it or because you're holding it for a second. That's a different nidden. What is exactly the mitzvah? Ika mitzvah is the mitzvah to lift it, to take it, or is the mitzvah to hold it? Whatever the case is, the minute you've picked it up for a second, you've done both. You've both taken it and you've held it for a second. The Gemara says, Mide agbe, na, nofakbe. So what is the nanuim about? The pashtus, and that's how Ruiv Rishonim and Ruiv Poskim learn, nanuim is mide rabbonon. Mide rabbonon. Azei is muchach in... Sorry? In the next days, you've got Zeichel Mikdash. The Inin of Nanuim, the Gemara says what the Nanuim are about. The Gemara says it's to distance the Ruach Ro and the Tlolim Roim. That's the Gemara says. So, Roy Rishonim, the Bala Itu, the Abu Draham, the Rosh, the Meiri, Yereim, when I say Zok the Levush, that the Nanuim is Midrabonon. There is a Ritvo who seems to imply that it could be the Raisa, but it's also not Muchach. So Ruba de Ruba, and that's how we take on that the Nanuim are Midrabbonon. Based on Tosu says, the Posuk says, oh, Yaloi Sodai Vukhalasher boy, Oz Yiranenu Atseya Yoav. What is Nanuim? Nanuim is that you wave the lulav and esrog. There is also Shitta, and that's what we also do, that we do Sichsuch, that we rustle and shake the lulav. That's how Oz Yiranenu Atseya Yoav, that the trees sing joyously, so to speak. So the question is, do you need Lochem in the Nanuim or not? Does it have to be yours when you do the Nanuim? And is there an in to use the same lulav that you use for the Brocha? Now there is a big question in this. It's two big questions that they ask on the fact that Nanuim are only Midrabbonon. The Mishnah in Lulav HaGozel says, that what is the size of a lulav? What's the official size of a lulav? Says the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh boy shloisha tvochim kedei lenaneya boy kosher. A lulav that is long enough that you can do na'anuim, that's kosher. That's the shear of a lulav. Why is the shear of a lulav need to be that you can do na'anuim? If na'anuim is only with the rabbonon, with the rice of the lulav is fine without that. It's kosher that's without that. What? Favos nish, the whole musik of na'anuim.
It's a solid piece of the...
I understand, but the whole musik of na'anuim was only created by the Chazal. Till Chazal came along, and as far as the Torah is concerned, you can have a tiny little lulav. What's wrong with a tiny little lulav?
That's to do with the Nui. Just wanted to say how long it will be.
Why does that? But why is the shiur of lulav, the length of lulav, a kadesh yaneh?
Yeah.
That's number one. A second shaila, Chasam Sofer's Mo'irit, the Mishnah says, at what level of das do you need to be mechanech a child to shake lulav? What does the Mishnah say? Cotton? Hayoideya lena'aneya. Only at that stage, when he knows how to do nanuim, then he's chay belulav. Why is he not chay belulav before that? Even when he doesn't know how to be na'aneya, if he knows how to lift it, mida'agbe nofakbe. As far as the Torah is concerned, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, mida'agbe nofakbe. The minute you lift up, you yoitze. If a child knows how to lift it, that should be the age when he's chay belulav. Not when he only knows lena'aneya. That's the second Ha'or of the Chasam Sofer asks. The first Ha'or, I think, is the Me'iri. The second Ha'or of the Chasam Sofer asks. My father was Ma'orer in his... I saw in a Shtukot Torah that he wrote many years ago. He's Ma'orer the following Prima Godim. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Chanukah says that if a person, on the, let's say, the fourth night of Chanukah, he only lit three candles and he didn't light a fourth one. The Magen Avraham is mashma from the Magen Avraham that if in his mind he made a bracha over three candles when be'etzem it should have been four, and then afterwards he remembers he's got to light a fourth one. He realizes, oh, I didn't realize it's the fourth night of Chanukah, I need to light a fourth one. Says the Magen Avraham that he has to make a bracha. He didn't have in mind for a fourth candle, he only had in mind he made a bracha on three. So he's got to make another bracha, l'hadik k'nei shel Chanukah, on the fourth one. The Prima Godim says, I don't understand. The fourth candle, that's just a mahadrin. It's just a mahadrin. It's not the ikka mitzvah. It's nishmei v'yamin hadrin. How can you say v'tzivonu, he commanded us lahadik nechanukah on a hidur, on an extra? Doesn't make sense. The Prima Godim asks no Magen Avraham. But there's a Prima Godim who's very silent when it comes to Hilchas Lulav and Esrog. The Magen Avraham, very same Magen Avraham, says in Hilchas Lulav, He says that if a person forgot to make a brocha before Nitilas Lulav, so he picked up the Lulav and Esrog without making a brocha, says the Mogen Avrom, he can still make a brocha. Why? Because he's still got the Nanuim, he can still make a brocha prior to the Nanuim. Still Ovelasi, also he can still make a brocha on the Nanuim. The Primogodim, they're silent. The Primogodim doesn't start asking the Mogen Avrom, hey, make a taste, you make a brocha on the Nanuim. The Nanuim is merely an extra, the Chazal were Mesakin. Why do you have to make Vitzivonu? Commanded us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us on that little extra. That's the Prima Gom doesn't ask it there. Doesn't ask it. There is another Mogen Avrom and a Prima Godim. The Mogen Avrom says that if a person forgot to do Nanuim, he forgot to do Nanuim, he picked up the Lulav Nesrog, put it down, and forgot to do Nanuim. Says the Mogen Avrom, it's a good thing, Toiv, Lachzoi Velitloi Lananeya. It's a good thing to take it again and do Nanuim. Says the Prima Godim, it's a good thing. He should be obligated to do Nanuim. Why? Says the Prima Godim. Says the Prima Godim, Toisus in Brochus, Tafyud Aleph, says that if a person didn't do the mitzvah, a mitzvah, as Chazal prescribed that you should do the mitzvah, then not only are you Yoitzah the Rabbonor, but you're not even Yoitzah the Deraisa of the mitzvah. If Chazal say do a mitzvah in a certain way, you're not just Yoitzah the Rabbonon, but you're not Yoitzah the Deraisa. So, what do you mean, Toiv? Toiv. That you should shake the Lulav again. You must shake the Lulav again. The Bikuri Yaakov disagrees on the Prima Godin. The Bikuri Yaakov says, no, Nanuim, Chazal made Nanuim in order to prevent, to ward off the bad spirits, to ward off the bad winds. Ruchos Rois. That's what they said Nanuim for. The Gemara says it, yeah? Klonim Roim, Ruchos Rois. So it's only to be Ma'ak of the Peronius. The whole Nanuim is to be Ma'ak of the Peronius. You don't need to go and, you're not obligated to go and shake again because you forgot. No.
Does the Prima Godim say why?
Oh, so what's Pshat in the Prima Godim? Yeah, why? So my father in his Shikol Torah brings a Hakira, brings the following Hakira. He says, when Chazal were Mesakan the Din Na'anuyim, what were they Mesakan? Were they Mesakan an extra? You've got the Ikka Mitzvah, which is to Mida'ag Bein Ofak Bein, to lift the Lulav and Esrog, that's what you have to do. You have to take the Lulav and Esrog, Netilas Lulav. We don't make a Brachol and Na'aneya Lulav, the Mitzvah is Netilas, to be Noit Lulav, to take the Lulav. Came along Chazal, and they said, we want you to do something extra. We want you to do Nanuim. That's one tzad. The other tzad, this is what my father's mitzadet, he says it's meduik in the Rambam, is that the mitzvah of Nanuim is a way to perform the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. That means Chazal said, we want you to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Netila, in this fashion, in this oifen. Not just to take the Lulav and Esrog, but we want you to shake the Lulav and Esrog. The way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, is by Na'anuim. That means it's a Hagdora in the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Sorry? Oh, that's his emes. It's just Kanstira. The emes is, as far as the Torah is concerned, Mida Akbein, Nofakbein. Came along Chazal and say no. But we want you to be Mekayim the mitzvah with Na'anuim. That's how we want you to perform. The Tzuras HaMitzvah should be with Na'anuim.
But then you're adding that if he doesn't do it that way, then Midak Be'loi not this way.
So that is that now we understand the Prima Godim's Kasha and the Machloikas Prima Godim in Bikuri Yaakov. The Machloikas Prima Godim in Bikuri Yaakov, whether it's good to shake again or whether you should shake again, is the Machloikas Prima Godim in Bikuri Yaakov. Now, one thing is clear, Avada Navada, it's only a din lechatchila, a person went to sleep and did not do Nanuim. In Shemaim, he'll get his tikvah the deraisa. But Chazal said you're not yoitza the mitzvah of Netila. Chazal said that you need to do the whole mitzvah of Netila again because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah's Netila. The Bikuri Yaakov says, no, it's an extra, it's an extra, it's an addition. It's an annex, it's something extra which is added to the mitzvah. Now, sorry? Oh, so Chazal and Magdi went to do. The Chazal tell us it's in how many in Halil. We're told exactly what to do. Now, Lemaisa, there's an interesting, it seems to be, a big discussion in Rishonim. When was the Ikar Takana of Nanuim? At which stage was it established? Was it established, the Nanuim, to do it when you make the brach, when you take the lulav? Or was it Takana of Nanuim said by Hallel? When was the Ikar Takana made? We do both. That's what we do. We do both. We do Nanuim both when we take the lulav, when we shake the lulav in the beginning with Banetikas lulav. We also do it by Hallel. But there's a bigger machlokes Rishonim. The Ran, the Ritva, the Meiri, they hold that Ika Nanue is Bishas the Brocha. But the Balamoyr, Toysus in Psochim, and it seems to be the Rambam, the Ika Nanuim, Chazal Womasaka Ika Nanuim by Hallel. To be Mekayim Oz Yerananu, Bishasrino, when you're singing Hallel, you're thanking the Rebbeinu, you're praising the Rebbeinu, that's when they were Mesakan, the Ika Takona of Nanuim. It's a Machloikas. It could be, I'm suggesting, that the Machloikas Rishonim is. How do we define Nanuim? Is Nanuim a din in the actual mitzvah netilo that you need to take the lulav and esu, the mitzvah netilo is in such an oifen, in an oifen of Nanua? Then the Ikar Takana was said Bishas netilo. Or no, it's an extra. And that extra was instituted Bishas Hallel. That's how you could learn. Emes is, it's Loshna Rambam. This is my father's Medayik and Loshna Rambam. The Rambam writes like this. Mishi Yagbia Arba Saminim Elu Yotzo, he's Yotze. He's Yotze. That's what the Torah says. Umitzve Kihil Choso, says the Rambam, Mitzve Kihil Choso, Sheyolich Veyevi, Veyale, Veyorit, Veyananea Haluvo, Lulov, Sholoish Poomim, Bechol Ruach Veruach. So from the Rambam's Mashna, you've got, if you lifted it, you're Yotze. But if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah ki hilchoso, you know, there's not an extra mitzvah. It's not an extra drabon of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, how to do the mitzvah properly, correctly, is through the nanuim. So it's kemat meduyik in the Rambam that the nanuim are a part and parcel of the mitzvah's netila.
According to Rambam, it's a joy if they're doing nanuim.
Sorry? According to Chazal will say, and according to this Tosus, that if you didn't do the mitzvah, ketakonos chachomim, you know, it's if it's the raisa, it will be that a person will have to do it again, and not just toiv lachzoyer, but like the Prima Golem says, you should. That's right. There's another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Brochas says like this: when do you make a brocha on a mitzvah? Kol mitzvah she'asiyosa higmar chiyuva mevorach b'shas asiyah. Any mitzvah where you do the mitzvah and you finish the mitzvah, of course you make the bracha b'shas asiyah. But chol mitzvah sheyesh achar asiyoso tzivuy acher, after making it, there's another command. Then einem avorech ad b'shas she'oise hatzivuy ha'achrin. For example, you have to build a sukkah. When do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha when you build a sukkah or when you sit in the sukkah? So the Rambam holds you. There is a tzivui achar asiyos. After making the mitzvah, there's another command to sit in the sukkah. So you'll make the bracha when you sit in the sukkah. Says the Rambam, so too, by lulav. You have to be ma'agad. Yeah. You have to be ma'agad the lulav. And you have to tie it up the lulav. But after that, after making the set, you still have to take the lulav. But look at the Loshna Rambam. Keitzad, ho'oise lulav, you don't make a brocha. Ve'imos ha'mevorach, but when do you make the brocha? So, I would have expected the Rambam to say, b'sho'o shenoiteles ha'lulav. The Rambam also says, k'sheyena aneya ha'lulav. Mashbein Rambam, that the mitzvah ke'il chosa is na'anua ha'lulav. The mitzvah is to shockle the lulav, to wave and shake the lulav. That is the mitzvah kol chosah. Chazal were magdil the tzuras ha-mitzvah. Umemela, we now understand why it is that the shiur lulav is kadeshi in aneya boy. Because the shiur lulav kadeshi in aneya, because the mitzvah kol chosah, say Chazal, is to perform the mitzvah via an anua. And so too we understand why the age of chinuch, Chazal were kovea, the age of chinuch is when he knows how to be menaneah, because that is the tzura samitzvah. It's not an extra added cherry on top of the pudding. It's the tzura of the mitzvah. It's not just to get rid of ruach rois, like the Bikur Yaakov says, but it's like the Prima Godim says, that it's part and parcel of the asiyas mitzvah. Chazal were magdir how to do a mitzvah, so much so that they said a kotan only needs to perform the mitzvah when he knows how to do the mitzvah correctly, kehil chosso.
He said, but also came that if you make bucha before, after the latila, before the nani, and specific bucha latula.
No. So
I'm saying, couldn't do
yeah.
Saying
if we're saying some machloikas, yeah.
So Kim Shaspi, no, yeah. This is the Kim Amitzvah.
Yeah.
The Masa is.
They're saying if you.
You would not have to make
so Toisus actually discusses this. Toisus himself says, when do you make the bracha? To make it before you pick it up. Is you can't make a bracha if you're not holding it. And to make it afterwards is too late because you were yoitzer. So Tosfos says, if you ate us, yeah?
Where did they get this? Where did Chazal get this shaking from? Did you have to shake?
It's Chazal said, it's a Gemara says.
Where did it come from?
It's
if they could do anything with it, you could, I don't know, walk around.
Oh, so we'll see in a minute. We'll come in a Chelik Adrush, we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. Lemaisa, so Tosfos says, well, there's a few options. You can either turn it upside down, or have kavanah not to be yoter. Another answer, says Tosfos, is make the bracha after you picked it up, because you've still got the nanuim. Says Tosfos, 1 second, the nanuim is only shiurim, it's only extra. So it seems Tosfos is mamush handling this nidn, it seems to be, what you're saying. I'll call upon him, that's the yesoid of the mitzvah of Na'anuyim. Now, just we've got another few minutes. A little bit of drush. The Tosfos brings it down that Chazal were masakan na'anuyim. What's it based on? What do they base it on? They base it on a posuk. The posuk says we say it in Tehillim. We say it in Kabbalah Shabbos. Yaloi sodai v'chol asher boy. That sodai, my field, will exalt Yaloi's. Aliz is to be happy. The chol asher boy and anything in the fields, oz yirananu atzeiayor, and then the trees of the forest will sing joyously. So, because oz yirananu atzeiayor, that's why we shake luluf. Now we know there's a machloikus mechaba the Ramon, machloikus shoinim. How do you perform the mitzvah of nanuim? So the Gemara says moilich umevi. Yeah, holochavavo, like tenufo, you just wave it. You wave it to this side, wave it to that side. However, we do know that there is a view, and that's what we do, that you have to also do kiskus. What's that? Not just to wave it, but to actually shockle it, to shake it, to cause it to rustle. To cause it to rustle. And The Maritzgius says, no, it's enough to do Holocha V'Avor. But the Ran, the Rambam, the Ramor says, no, it's not enough just to wave it. You need to actually shake it so it rustles. Says the Levush, what's the Yisoid HaMachloikas? Says the Levush, the Yisoid HaMachloikas is, what's Pshat in the Posuk of Oz Yerananu Atzeiayua? Oz, then, Yerananu who? Who will be Meranan? Who will sing joyously? So really, what is this capital talking about? If you look at the Mefoshim, very interesting. Shamshul Far Hirsch says on it. There's already Rishonim on this pasuk. It's very interesting. When Mashiach comes, well, what happened? We know Chet Adam Arishon. There was a terrible klala on Adam Arishon that koitz v'dardar yatzmiach loch. That the ground is not going to be as productive and as fertile as it used to be. Bezeya sapecha toichalechem. You're going to have to mucha. To make a parnosa, to get a bit of bread by the sweat of your brow. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to bring out food as easy and as geschmack. And in fact, we're told by Chazal that all the trees gave out fruit before the Chet Adam Arishon. After the Klola, many, many, many of the trees stopped producing fruit. They stopped producing fruit. These trees can't produce fruit. You can imagine Nebuch Rachmanus. It's nishposh, the person, a tree. Yeah, a tree stands. And he's absolutely unproductive. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. Totally unproductive. Can't create fruit. Can't bring fruit. Can't have children. Einiklach, ur einiklach. Stolzachfo. Nishponshet. So says the Mefoshim that when Mashiach comes, then everything will be back to default. All the trees will give out fruit. The ground will be extremely fertile. And the food, there won't be any more bezei sapecho. No, azagroys simcha oz yiranenu atzei ayuar. That's when all the trees in the fields will sing joyously. Says the Levush, the machloikus between the Rishonim, whether you need to do kiskus, whether you need to rustle and shake the lulav or not, the machloikus is, what does it mean, oz yiranenu atzei ayuar? Does it mean that the trees will sing joyously? Or does it mean that we, Klal Yisrael, will sing joyously because of the trees of the forest? So oz yiranenu the trees, atzei ayor, oz yiranenu then Klal Yisrael will sing joyously, atzei ayor, due to the atzei ayor. That's the two pshotim. Umemela, that's machloikas. If you hold the like the Maritzki, that you just wave it, then you don't need to rustle the actual lulav itself, because we're the ones who are singing joyously. Nu mazing tochaleil, and we wave the lulav, so we sing joyously. But it said around the Rambam, the Ramos says the Levush. He says no. The Atzei Ayor are going to exalt. They're going to sing joyously. So you need to rustle them so that they make a noise, so you can hear them singing. So says the Levush Pshat. Just want to make it slightly more palatable. I'm not sure if it is more palatable or not, but Nutam Eitzei V'Pir Yoshovim. We all know the story of Elisha and the Shunamis. The Shunamis, Nebuch, he promises her a child, she has a child, and Nebuch, the child dies. And she runs to Elisha and she said, the child died, you're mocking me, look what you did. So he sends Gehazi. He sends his attendant Gehazi to go and be Mechai the child. With what? With his staff, with his stick. And he says to him, he goes, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. He comes back, it didn't work. So Elisha had to go himself and perform a whole ceremony and did the whole Atzola, CPR, whatever, yeah, and it worked, Baruch Hashem. So Elisha tells Gehazi, when he gives him his stick, he gives him his Rebbe Shishteken, and he tells him, run fast. Don't talk to anybody. If somebody greets you, don't respond. And you don't greet anybody else, just go straight there and do it. Why did Elisha tell Gehazi to go, not to talk to anybody on the way, not to respond to anybody, go straight there and use the stick to be Mechai the child? So I propose three answers. One of them, Alderech HaMusa. One of them, Alderech HaChassidus. And the third one, Alderech Brisk. And I shall tell you all three answers. Alderech HaMusa, I think the answer is, this is Mirzei Posh, why he told him to rush. Because Nebuch, there was a poor almona. The Shunamis was the wife of Adi Anovi. Nebuch, the poor almona. She's suffering. Every moment she's suffering, her child is dead. Rachmonas. He said to him, rush, go quickly, don't talk to anyone, go straight there. Because the quicker you get there, the quicker you'll alleviate the tsar from the almona. Thus is Alderech HaMusa. Alderech Brisk. Zoge Chazapshat. There is a Toisvus. There's another story about Tchias HaMeisim with a child. Who was that? Eliyahu HaNovi. Yeah. Eliyahu HaNovi picks up the child and he's Mechaya him. Frek Toisvus, Eliyahu HaNovi is a Kohen. Pinchas Eliyahu, he's a Kohen. How can a Kohen be Metame LeMeisim? Says Toisvus, Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. Why is it Pikuach Nefesh? Sorry?
Because the child isn't there.
No, he was dead. The child was dead. Where's the pikuach nefesh? Because he can be mechayim. Therefore, it's pikuach nefesh. Peledik echidish, by the way.
Yeah.
Peledik echidish. Toisvus says that if somebody's dead, toit, and you can be mechayim, that's pikuach nefesh. You can be mechal Shabbos for it. You can a kohen can be metamefit. It's a gruis echidish from Toisvus. Legich zu a zweite echidish, and I want to extend that echidish. We know that pikuach nefesh is not just for chayei olam, but even for chayei shor. That means if you can prevent, give somebody an extra minute of life, an extra 2 minutes of life, that's also pikuach nefesh. You can be mechal Shabbos to give somebody an extra minute of life. Pikuach nefesh. Chayei shor is also doicha Shabbos. Also doicha. Pikuach nefesh, chayei shor is also doicha. The quicker Gehazi gets there, the more life this child will have. So it's pikuach nefesh. He tells him rush, because you could give him an extra minute of life. He's dead now. But you can be mechayim b'betalia. That's new. Those are brisket tents. But I want to give an answer al derech hachasidus. Radak says, look at the Radak. He says, why didn't the stick work? Why didn't the stick work? Says the Radak, because ho yo adovos choyk be'inov geichazi. While he went there, and he tackled, you know why it didn't work? Because he did speak to people on the way. He didn't listen to Elisha. And he said, you hear? My Rebbe, Zolazan Gezunt, it's got to his head. He thinks with a stick, with a Rebbe Shishteken, you can be Mechaya child. You hear? So he mocked it. And because he mocked it, it lost its power. Das heißt, here we have a Rebbe Shishteken. A stick holds a piece of wood. This piece of wood which Elisha had shaykhus, which was attached to Elisha, which Elisha had with, was imbued with ruchnius. It's the same as Tevas Noach. Tevas Noach did not save Noach and his family because it was strong and it was built well. It was because Noach put in spiritual koichas into it. You can imbue a shtick holtz with ruchnius. And that's what Elisha did. And the stick should have been mechai meisim. But geichazi, ot kalagamacht, geichazi, removed the kedusha, the ruchnius that was in that stick. Sorry? Yeah, or maybe he used it up already. Yeah.
Used it
up already. Used up the koich. I call upon him, what I want to bring out with this, and we finish off with this. When we shake the lulav and esrog, and we say, it's not enough to shake, it says the Ram, says the Rambam, and the Ramot Paskins, like that's what we do. It's not enough just to wave it, but you need to shockle it. You need to be mechaschich the lulav in order that it should rustle. Why? So that oz yiranenu atzeya yoar, in order that the leaves themselves should sing a song of praise. What is it? Is it symbolic? No. A person can taka bring into that koyach. A person can imbue the koyach into the atzeya yoar. That ultimately, the atzeya yoar will actually sing a song of praise to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. So from here we see oz yiranenu atzeya yoar, that if already we can imbue a shtick holtz to sing praise to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, then avada navada vasiroisi slave or even mikir becham avada navada, we ourselves can, with our stone, which is sometimes a stone of heart, we can also be mechaya ourselves and imbue within ourselves that spirit of song and praise to the Rabbeinu Shloim, that we should ultimately be able to sing to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Oziran and Atzia Yor, the Vias go said him here of Yomeinu, Omein, the Asher, 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 the Asher